some crazy, crazy new Star Wars content leaks just dropped for The Rise of Skywalker. Shout out to the Den of Nerds that kind of connected me to this source from Reddit called like Follow Paxis or Pexis or something like that. And pretty much he has had some, you know, really reliable sources that have, well, leaks that have come out in the past years dealing with Star Wars content, and he's been literally right on it. What's up, guys? Welcome to Geekdom Podcast. I'm Justin, and just, you know, thank you for joining us. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to this for all latest, you know, Star Wars content and everything that is nerd in geekdom. So let's kind of get into this crazy, crazy leak. Now, guys, understand that, you know, for the past couple months, there's been so many leaks, you know, just being released all through the internet with so many different cuts of the movies. We've already been talking about this, but this new leak, if this guy, if this source is right, and if it's true, this will be an amazing ending. Guys, if you don't want to know, if you are one of those fans, Star Wars fans, that just don't really want to care about leaks, listen to potential spoilers or spoilers in general, please just stop listening. Because even though this might not happen, which it will suck if this doesn't happen, because this is a way better ending to The Rise of Skywalker. So let's just kind of jump into it. I don't even have a script for this, guys. Like, I don't even know. This is just really just off the cuff, me just talking, okay? So, at the end of The Rise of Skywalker, we're going to get into the final arc of pretty much all the characters. So, Palpatine is going to be where he pretty much is in the right in the beginning of the movie, where they introduce him at that Force Nexus in the outer regions. So basically, Rey is going to be going over there fighting Palpatine, all right? So there is going to be a moment in the film where Rey and Dark Rey will be facing each other. Now, again, this, I'm going all off the leaks if it is true, okay? So Dark Rey and Light Rey, if you want to say, literally go against each other, and Dark Rey just owns Light Rey, okay? And that's pretty much going to be like a callback to even like Luke in the cave kind of thing, okay? So that happens. And pretty much Palpatine, this is the moment in the movie where Palpatine pretty much tells her, you know, she is a Palpatine, the bloodline, you are my granddaughter, soda, da, yada, 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 right? And, you know, there's going to get to a point where Palpatine, where Kylo Ren comes in. Kylo Ren is trying to get to Palpatine and Rey, and that's when he fights the Knights of Ren, and he, you know, pretty much gets owned by Knights of Ren, but, you know, makes it through to, so, you know, we're getting into this final arc of the film, okay? Pretty much Palpatine shows this new power of, you know, seeping their Force energy just so he can become younger, you know, so to speak, and pretty much literally just takes all of Rey's energy, like literally kills Rey, all right? And when Kylo Ren comes onto the scene, Palpatine just zaps him just like that, and he falls off this cliff thing, right? And there we have it. It's like, okay, Kylo's gone, Rey's dead, holy crap, right? So that is when all the Force ghosts, I'm saying Anakin, Obi-Wan, Ezra from freaking Star Wars Rebels, Ahsoka probably, I mean everybody coming and giving the energy, Leia, everybody giving the energy to Rey, right? And tries to give this final duel with Palpatine, goes at it, still loses, right? And right when Rey, and I said Rey dies, but she's pretty much almost dead, but at this point she's literally dead, right? That couldn't do nothing, right? Palpatine's still rocking hard, okay? That's when we hear the line, a thousand generations live in you. Okay, that connects. If this is true, that connects and makes pretty much everything simple. Again, guys, I am traveling, so you do hear, you know, me in the car and stuff like that. So this, as of right now in this season, this is how it's going to be, like I said. But anyways, so at the end of it, Kylo crawls out of the den, or out of that pit or whatever, crawls out of it, literally gives all of his force energy to Rey, literally bringing her back to life. Okay, Kylo dies for real this time. Rey defeats Palpatine, gets her lightsaber and Kylo's lightsaber, puts it together, and makes this like blue and red lightsaber, defeats Palpatine by this kind of ricochet of lightning or something like that. He explodes. Boom. The ending of Rise of Skywalker. Now, this is the reason why it's better, okay? And let me finish everything before, you know, I kind of open it up to you guys. So, at the end of it, goes to Tatooine, gets Luke's saber, gets Leia, I guess Leia had a saber, I don't know, buries it into the sand of Tatooine, and this one, I guess is one rider or desert or something, I don't know, comes across her and saying, "Who are you?" And in the distance, the Force ghost, if it's not Luke and Leia, it's pretty much everybody, and saying, "Who are you? Or where are you from?" And that's when she says, "I'm Rey Skywalker." Pretty much adopting the name, boom, The Rise of Skywalker. I think that's a way better ending than what we have been leaked, okay? I just love the different kind of arcs on that. And pretty much, I've had a conversation on Twitter with a couple people, well, a lot of people. Kylo is not a Sith. He in anything, he's a dark Jedi, because no Sith has trained him. Because Snoke was not really a Sith Lord, you know? And the only person that kind of trained him was Luke. So he is a dark Jedi, just like an Inquisitor is. Yes, he has a red lightsaber, but that does not mean that you're a Sith, okay? But Kylo is the first Jedi to bring somebody back to life. Yeah. A lot of crazy things is happening. So if this is true, I think this is a way, way better ending than we've ever heard. The leaks that we've had in these past, like, I would say 6-5 months, whatever. Guys, what do you think about this? I know I'm dropping it like that, just like that. So I want to know what you guys think. You can hit us up on Twitter, finding us on the Geekdom Cast. I think it's the Geekdom Podcast. If you just search for the Geekdom Podcast, you'll find us. Hit us up on Twitter, guys. I want to know what you guys think about this new leak. And if you even like it. And if you do like it, why? If you don't like it, why? Because I really think this is way better. We knew that when J.J. Abrams said about the title, The Rise of Skywalker, that it is multi-dimensional. It has multi-meanings. Okay? And there's a lot of callbacks to why in The Last Jedi Luke didn't want to train Rey, because Luke already knew that Rey had Palpatine's bloodline in there. Because we got to also think about if we look back at, I think it was Star Wars Battlefront 2, and there was a device that Luke was searching for, that device was actually in The Last Jedi, something of secret, a secret Palpatine journal or a device or something like that. I think that could have been that. I think that could have been giving the reveal of Palpatine's bloodline and what actual Palpatine may have done or started doing, or give him an inkling of what might have come. And maybe Luke got so depressed, I don't know, because we saw this depressed mode of Luke Skywalker in The Last Jedi that, of course, all of us didn't like. But maybe he saw that, you know, he was raising up these Jedis to take down Palpatine, maybe. And the fact that Kylo was taken by the dark side, and maybe Luke just said, "Frick it, I can't do it," and just went into exile. I don't know. We see the history of Jedi's doing that. But just that callback for all those Force ghosts, even with Ezra Bridger and freaking Ahsoka, Oh man, if that is true, I would be totally geeking out on that. So, all right, guys, hit me up on Twitter, search the Geekdom Podcast, and let me know what you guys think, or just respond to when I share this on the Twitter. That's pretty much it, guys. Again, sorry for the background noise. I am traveling. It's holiday season. I own my own business. It's crazy, all right? But I wanted to get this to you guys. New leaks dropping. Probably the best leaks we've ever heard, and we hope it's really true, and I hope you think it's true as well. All right, guys. I'm Justin. This is Geekdom Podcast. Peace, guys.